USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. While world leaders discuss the prospects for peace in Gaza and the UN delays a vote, there's new confirmation about Hamas using a Gaza hospital to house terror cells. In an interview posted to X, Ahmed Hassan Ilkhalout, who oversaw the recently seized Kamal Adwan Hospital, details how Hamas kept terrorist leaders as well as rank-and-file fighting men safe inside the hospital during the height of the battle with Israeli forces in northern Gaza. Israel seized the hospital on December 12th. Why is there no international pressure for Hamas to stop the war?
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is questioning why the international community isn't insisting that Hamas disarm and surrender.
It would be good if there was a strong international voice pressing Hamas to do what's necessary to end this. That could be tomorrow.
During an end-of-the-year news conference, Blinken expressed his desire for the Israel-Hamas conflict to conclude promptly. However, he emphasized that Israel has the right and obligation to defend itself. Blinken added that the resolution of the conflict cannot involve Hamas remaining intact with the ability to continue attacking Israel. I'm John Schaefer.
Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville's control over military promotions has come to an end. Dave Collins has that story.
On Tuesday, the Senate confirmed 11 top military nominees after Tuberville decided to lift his blockade, yielding to pressure from within his own party. The Alabama Republican had been obstructing all military promotions since February, expressing his objection to the Pentagon's abortion policy, which permits service members to receive travel reimbursement for abortion care.
This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
The Biden administration is promising to hold airlines accountable for delays and cancellations as the holiday travel season ramps up. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
We may see some bad weather impacting travel around Christmas and New Year's. FAA is working closely with airlines to plan for that possibility.
Thursday and Friday are considered by AAA to be the peak travel days of this upcoming holiday period, but airports and roadways are expected to remain busier than usual for the next 2 weeks. It's the song that keeps on giving. Here's Corey Myers with the details.
Doesn't seem to matter what I do.
If you're looking for a wonderful stocking stuffer, Ryan Gosling has gifted you that gem. He's giving Barbie fans an early gift, the actor teaming with Barbie the Album producer Mark Ronson to release Ken, the EP, today. A holiday version, an acoustic version, and a dance version of that song, believe it or not. I'm Just Ken is nominated for Best Original Song for a Motion Picture at the 2024 Golden Globes.
Removal of the Confederate statue from the Arlington National Cemetery has been allowed to continue. The judge allowed the removal process to proceed Tuesday evening. Workers arrived and began to remove the memorial on Wednesday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.